This is a 2-Minute Tuesday Small Business Tip with advertising specialist Jeremy Snyder.
You are less than 300 days away from America's next presidential election, which means the amount of political advertising you're exposed to will start getting more and more and more and more as we get closer to November 8th. Last month, New York Times journalist Nick Corasanti penned an article how numerous political campaigns are turning to radio to get voters' ears. He states that television viewers can tune out and online audiences can scroll by or click skip this ad. But radio listeners, stuck in their cars for long stretches, may be the closest thing to a captive audience for political commercials. Current Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has invested marketing dollars only on radio, with several different commercials airing in key cities across America. A dominant super PAC in favor of Senator Ted Cruz has invested nearly $1,400,000 with radio to date and zero with television. In the middle of his article, Corasanti mentions other contenders have poured tens of millions of dollars into television commercials, but with seemingly little to show for it. Some top campaign strategists were quoted as saying, radio ads may be more effective at getting a candidate's message through to its intended audience. A link to the full article is in the show notes. If major political campaigns feel strongly about the effectiveness and power of radio for their candidates, wouldn't you agree that it could also work well for you and your business?
If you like what you just heard and are interested in talking more about how you can grow your business, call or text Jeremy Snyder right now, 913-244-4424, 913-244-4424.